हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करमावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः भूतं भविष्यच्च भवत्स्वकाले तद्वर्तमानस्य विहाय तत्त्वम् हास्यान् किं स्याद्गतभावि चर्चा विनैकसङ्ख्यां गणनेव लोके भूतं भविष्यच्च भवत्स्वकाले तद्वर्तमानस्य विहाय तत्त्वम् हास्यान् किं स्याद् गतभावि चर्चा विनैकसङ्ख्यां गणनेव लोके सी भूतम् मीन्स् पास्ट् भविष्यत् फ्यूचर् भवत् प्रसेण्ट् सो पास्ट् प्रसेण्ट् फ्यूचर् all the three actually the bhutam bhavishyat past and future there is no such thing called past time absolutely there is no time which is absolute time itself is relative and when you say past and is also relative future also is relative there is no past there can't be something called past without the present You have to talk about the past only from the standpoint of the present. Similarly, the future also can talk about the future only from the standpoint of the present. So, the past also is resolvable in the present. Future also is resolved in the present. It's only present. There is no past or present, the future other than the present. Can there be something called past without the present? Can there be something called future without the present? So future and past both are relative from the standpoint of the present only. Therefore, Swakale tadvartamanasya tattvam vihaya because Vartamanasya. When the past was there, past was present. In the past, when the past incident was there, that time past was present. In the future also will be what? Present. Therefore, so tattvam, in reality, the fact is, in truth, There is no past or future without the present. Hasya nakim syat gata bhavi charcha. So it is not something to be laughed at. Oh. The past, there's no real past, there's no real future. And also, gata bhavi charcha, there's no debate. Charcha is simply debate, no argument and debate. So, any argument or debate regarding the past or the future, or even It is not worth because there is no real past. Suppose when you talk about the past and we discuss about the past so much, what has happened, it should not have happened, it must have happened like this. You know, we talk about sometimes our any argument, any debate based on the past is also, it's not something worth. Also about the future. Why? Because it's not something to be laughed at also. Why? Because there's no real past. There's no real future. But when there was a past, that past also was present. When there's going to be a future, that's also going to be present. He says, similarly, vina eka sankhyam ganana iva loke. There cannot be any other number without the number one. Any other one number will not be possible in this world without the number one. So, vina eka sankhyam. Eka sankhyam vina. Without the number one, any counting is not possible with. Suppose any number of things. Is it the ganana means counting? Okay, in this world, counting as a second, third, fourth, fifth, is it possible if there is no number one? Without the number one, the counting of the second and third or any other number is not possible. Is it true? So number one must be there for any other number to be there countable. Without the number one, countability is not possible at all. Similarly, countability is not there. Similarly, without the present, there cannot be past or future. And when, if at all you talk about it, no, it did happen. There was something past means. That past also, when it happened, it was the present. Similarly, the future also will be the present. Therefore, there is no past, present, future without the truth. And it's like what? It's like how any number other than one will be non-countable without the one. Suppose if you start counting number of waves, you can count number of waves, but the countability will be lost if you remove the water. You have to start with the water, isn't it? Which means the that is why Atma we say is Trikala Gnaha, Trikala Rahitaha, Trikala Abaditam Satyam. So that which is free from past, present and future is the reality. There is no present or future or past for the reality. Because always there. So Trikala Abadhitam Satyam. In fact, this time when Swamiji was giving the meaning for this Trimbakam, I think you were there that day, Ranji. Trimbakam meaning, he said, Trimbakaha, the one who is ended with three eyes, means that means one the knower of three periods of time. Which means the present or present, past and future, all the three are objects of knowledge. And there's no past, present or future outside of the knower, and there's no knower other than Atma, the consciousness. Therefore, who is Trikalajnaha, the knower of three times, past, present and future is the Atma. Atma is not the knower, but the knower of the three times is Atma. And that Atma, which is because of the presence of which the three times are possible, is free from threefold the time limitation and three free from present, past and future. So Trikala Jnaha is a Trikala Abaditaha Atma. One who is not afflicted by the three times, three periods of time, past, present and future. Therefore, what he wants to say in this is, he negates the time factor energy. How time is also, first he negated the world as all the objects which exists within the time, within the realm of time and space. You know, now space also is an object, isn't it? Now come to the point, time factor, very abstract. The time has no form, time has no shape, isn't it? Time is abstract. Therefore, what about time factor then? Within the realm of which alone every form, every name which enjoys existence, any form and name, any object enjoying a name and form, enjoys its existence within the realm of a time. So that object is mithya, we have understand. The truth of every object is the Atma, the Brahman. But what about the time? Time factor. Because everything is subject to time. Everything is subject to time. But time is free from the objects. Time, from the standpoint of the objects, we see every object is subject to time. But now the question comes, what about the time? Is time free from time limitation? Is the time free from time limitation? Everything is subject to time limitation. What about the time? Is the time free from time limitation? If the time is free from time limitation, then you can say time is absolute. Isn't it? Because everything being subject to time limitation, we can say everything is relative. But what about the time factor? Time factor also is relative. Time factor also is not absolute. Just as all the forms and names, all the objects enjoying existence within the realm of time are relative, so also the time factor is also relative. Why? Because why time is relative? Time is not absolute. Because time itself is what? You know, subject to change. Because time doesn't have independent existence of its own. Therefore, we say time, and we can talk about the past, present and future. Therefore, he says, time has no independent existence outside of Atma. Time also subject, time factor is also object of knowledge. And we talk about the three periods of time. We always talk about three periods of time, past, present and future. But really speaking, Atma is free from these three periods of time. It is affected by this. Three kala abadhitam. In no time, Atma can be negated. The past Atma was, the present Atma is, in future also Atma will ever be. But the past is not there, in the past will not be there, future will not be there without the present. Isn't it? Therefore, nahasya means it is nothing to be laughed at or nothing to be debated here regarding the past or the future. Which means what he says, just as there can never be countable any number, countability of any number other than number one. Accounting of any other number is not possible without the number one. You want to count something as second and third and fourth, there must be one first. Now one is not there, but still I can start counting from number two. Can you say that? So ganana means counting. Ganana na is not there without the eka sankhyam vina, without the number one. Very counting is not possible. Counting of any other number is not possible without the number one. Similarly, without the present, you cannot talk about the past or the future. In fact, there is no present outside of the truth. Therefore, what now? Time is relative. Time is also the truth. The truth is not the time. Swamiji will say this actually. Okay, water is one, number one. And water plus any river, A number of rivers, A number of waves, A number of oceans is what? 1. 1 plus 1 wave is equal to 1. 1 plus 2 waves is equal to 1. 1 plus 10 waves is equal to 1. 1 plus 10 oceans is equal to 1. 1 plus river plus 1, 2 rivers plus 3 oceans is equal to plus 1. Why? Because 1 plus 1 is equal to 1. 1 plus 100 is equal to 1. 1 plus 1000 is equal to 1. 1 plus lakh, 10 million is equal to 1. 1 plus million is equal to 1. 1 plus billion is equal to 1. Why? Because any other number here is what now? Mithya. Isn't it? Everything else is mithya. Therefore, that's why we have to say only. He had to say. Therefore, he says is, there is no, the idea is, there is no past. There is no such thing called past without the present. There is no such thing called future without the present. And the present is not outside of the truth. Therefore, truth is not afflicted in any time. In fact, the time is relative. Time has no independent existence outside of the truth. That's why we always say time is an object of knowledge. There is a time when when the time is not. There is a time when the time is. In sleep, when there is no self-consciousness, then there is no time. There is no consciousness of the time. If the self-consciousness is not there, then consciousness of the time, consciousness of the space, consciousness of the world of objects is not there. But consciousness is. When the self-consciousness is not there, there is no consciousness of time or space or objects or names and forms existing within the realm of the time and space. But there is only consciousness. Why? Because there is consciousness of self-consciousness being not there. Therefore, consciousness alone is. So, vina eka sankhyam loke ganana nasyat. Counting is not possible. Therefore, now he says, Kvabhati dikkala katha vinasman. Kvabhati dikkala katha vinasman. Dikkala leleha. Dikkala leleha. Vapurvayam chet. Dikkala. Kala leleha. Vapurvayam chet. Nakvapi bhamo. Nakvapi bhamo. Nakadapi bhamo. Vayam tu sarvatra. Sada cha bhamaha.
Sada cha bhamaha.
Nakvapi bhamo.
Nakvapi bhamo.
Nakadapi bhamo.
Nakadapi bhamo.
Vayam tu sarvatra.
Vayam tu sarvatra.
Sada na bhamaha.
Sada cha
bhamaha. So, he uses the plural form of first person in the place of singular first person. He says, Kwa bhati. Kwa is a tag, use this for the tag. Is it possible when you ask this, no? Kwa bhati, dik, kala, katha, vina asman. First, he is asking this question. Kva bhati? We talk about the time and space. even though we have negated all the forms and names as mithya, as relative. And what about the time and space? He talks about time and space together in this verse. Dik kva bhati, kala katha kva bhati, asman vina. Asman vina means mam vina, aham vina, that's the meaning. If I am not there, if there's no self-consciousness, vina asman means what? Vina mam, without me. Without me means what? Without the self-being, without the I, the knowledge I am. Without the knowledge I am, no, when there's no knowledge I am, there's no self, isn't it, Tandaji? When no self means what? Without the self-consciousness. When the knowledge I am is not there, vina asman means what? When the knowledge I am is not there, when there's no self-consciousness. In sleep, there's no self-consciousness, isn't it? So, vina asman, kva bhati dik kala katha. Is it possible, how can there be time, kala? How can there be space? So, how can we talk about all the incidents which happen in time when there is no self-consciousness? Which means what? What does it mean? Without the self-consciousness, there cannot be time consciousness or the consciousness of incidents which happen in time, and there cannot be space consciousness. That is the meaning of the first sentence, Sarnaji. Kva bhati means, how can there be? Dik means space, kala means time, and the katha implies all the incidents which happen in time. Vina without asman, asman here means mam, without me, without the I sense. Without the I sense, without the self-consciousness, it is not possible for the time to be there, the space to be there, even all the incidents which happen in time to be there. Not possible. So what must be there then? Self-consciousness must be there for all of them to be there. For the time to be there, for the space to be there, and for all the incidents, the forms and names which exist in the realm of time and space to be there, there must be self-consciousness, which is the I sense, which is the knowledge I am. Is it clear? That's what implied by the word asman. Asman means what? Us. Without us. No? Without us, will there be space independently without us? Without us being there. Without ourselves being there. And I'm not here, the time is there. I'm not here, the space is there. I'm not there, the world is there. How can it be? For you, if you are not there, for you, the world also cannot exist. So the world exists within the realm of time and space cannot be there. The time cannot be there without you. The space cannot be there without you. Which means you have to see that you. Isn't it true, Amma? It's very important lesson. We talk so much about this world. Is there a world? Can there be a world of objects which exists within the realm of time and space without my being there? Without myself being there? We always think what? We'll say, yes, even when I'm not here, the world still continues to exist. When your identity is with the body, you can say, even if I am not here, the world exists. If your identity is with the body, mind sense complex, then you can say what? Even if I am not here, the world, my existence is not indispensable, still the world continues to exist. But if you really know what you are, then it is the self-consciousness, it is the I sense, it is the knowledge I am, isn't it? If that I sense is not there, self-consciousness is not there, then without the, that's what, Only when the self-consciousness, you are really there. The self-consciousness is not there, you are there, not knowing you are. Well, what is Asman Vina means, without us, without ourselves being there around, how can there be that space Dik or Kala or the incidents, these forms and names which exist in the realm of time and space? This is the question. It's Akshaparte Prashna. So what should be the answer? It is impossible for the world of objects which exist in the realm of time and space to be there without the self-consciousness, without the knowledge I am, one's own self being there. Therefore, there can't be space or time without one's own self being there. Which means there's no world outside of you, there's no time outside of you, there's no space outside of you. Now he says, Dik Kala Leela Iha Vapur Vayam Chet. Vapuhu means body, physical body. Vayam Vapuhu Chet. If I think I am the body, if we take this body as the self, then Dik Kala Leela. Then Dik Kala Leela means what? Then you can say there is time, there is space without me, and also what? And then when you say there's a time and space without me, then you become bound by time and space. So Leela, he means energy. The bondage of time and space is possible only when my identity is with the body maintenance complex, and when I think I am the body. Only then time and space can be there without your presence, without your being there. If I sense is identified with body, then without you, also what now? The time and space can be there. Then you become bound by time and space. So, Dik Kala Leela means what here? The seeming bondage caused by seeming bondage of time and space is possible only if identity is with the, I sense is identified with the body. The I sense is identified with the body, then there is bondage of time and space. Then if you disidentify the I sense from the body, then you can understand without that I sense, there cannot be time, there cannot be space, there cannot be any forms and names or incidents which exist in the realm of time and space. Is it clear? First two sentences. Then, Nakwapi bhamo, nakadapi bhamo. This bhamo, if you take it as a verb, it is a bhamaha. Bha is the root. And bhamaha is the first person plural present tense verb. Bhamaha means we shine. Bhamaha means like bhati. Bhati, bhataha, no? We say bhati, bhanti. So we say bhami, bhavaha, bhamaha. Bhamaha means we all shine. So I shine. Which means na kwapi bhamaha. Kwapi na bhamaha means never. Okay. Na kwapi, nowhere I am not. There's no place I am not. We are not. Na kadapi bhamaha. Never the time we are not. We are not, we do not shine. No place where we do not shine. There's no time when we do not shine, which means we do not exist. What is implied is, there's no time we do not shine means what? There's no time, there's no self. There's no place where there's no self, which means self is all pervasive and timeless. That's what is implied. Vayam tu sarvatra sadacha bhamaha. We all absolutely. We means here I, Ranaji, actually. Vayam implies what now? Aham. I sarvatra, I'm all everywhere, I'm there. I exist everywhere. Sadacha bhamaha, I shine always. We shine always means what? We shine always means we are always, we exist always, everywhere, timelessly, spatially, limitlessly. Be free from time and space limitations. I am there. I, the self, am the consciousness. There, always, everywhere, being free from time and spatial limitations. See, what we call Ranaji, what we call Ahankara, the Swamiji made so clear this in all these two, three words which we read about the time and space. See, with the time and space are the abstract objects for us. Not intangible, the tangible objects. The objects like form, color, sound, taste, etc. are all tangible, relatively. And then they all have their existence within the realm of time and space. So, but we have to account for time and space, isn't it? Therefore, those time and space are abstract. They're intangible, isn't it? So, even the time and space are also, you have to negate. You have to say then you can't accept them to be absolute. And so there cannot be, and you talk about the three periods of time, and then you say there's no past and present, you negate. There's no present outside of this truth, which is the self. So the self means, how is the self? You can't talk about the abstract self, the consciousness, the pure consciousness. The consciousness manifest is what? The self-consciousness. Self-consciousness is manifestation of the self. So consciousness of the world consciousness also what now? Manifestation of consciousness. Consciousness manifest is what? Self-consciousness, world consciousness. Reduce everything into two. The knower consciousness, known consciousness. Self-consciousness, world consciousness. Both are manifest. Isn't it? So, but the pure consciousness, without the pure consciousness, there cannot be something called manifest consciousness or manifestation of consciousness. The pure consciousness is the Atma, but that pure consciousness, which is the Atma, the Brahman, the reality, there's no way of recognizing the consciousness, pure consciousness, without its manifestation. And manifestation, there's only twofold manifestations. One is what? Self-consciousness, world consciousness. There cannot be world consciousness, there is no way of recognizing pure consciousness through its manifestation as world consciousness. So the recognition of manifestation of world consciousness is possible only if there is self-consciousness. Got it? Something very nice about it, isn't it?
Yeah.
You reduce the whole thing into two. There cannot be world without the world consciousness. The world does not exist. There is no existence of the world without the consciousness of the world. Existence of the world presupposes the consciousness of the world consciousness, isn't it? World existence presupposes world consciousness. So you can say, I can recognize the truth as the manifest consciousness, as the world consciousness. No, it's not possible if there is no self-consciousness. There's no way of recognizing the truth through the manifestation of the world, manifest consciousness as the world. Isn't it? Very nice, isn't it, Anandji? So what he says, what is self-consciousness here? The knowledge I am, which is I sense. So that I sense is what now we say, Ahankara Ranaji. So, can we give up Ahankara now? We come to that other point now. It's not to do with this lesson. That is why people not even knowing what Ahankara is. They all the time they say, give up Ahankara, give up Ahankara. Ahankara is the reason. I sense is so important. without the I sense, without self-conscious, without knowledge I am, there's no way of recognizing the knowledge, there's no way of is knowing the world being there. But what happened, because self-consciousness is okay, but the self-consciousness, this I sense, when I is identified with the anatma, the body mind complex, then it contributes for samsara. So without the I sense, self-recognition is not possible, self-knowledge is not possible, or knowledge of the truth is not possible, moksha is not possible. At the same time, without the I sense, even bondage also is not possible. Without the I sense, no bondage possible, Ranaji. Only when there is a wrong identity is bondage is possible only if there is wrong identity. The wrong identity is also possible only if there is self-knowledge, a self-consciousness. No, Madhavi, with I sense is so beautiful. Without the I sense, neither moksha is possible nor bondage is possible. That's why half knowledge is what? Bondage, isn't it, Ranaji? In total, just freedom, I said. But that half knowledge must be there even for you to have the bondage. If there's no half knowledge also, there's no self-recognition, Ranaji. There's no self-consciousness. And who is bound there? Where is bondage? Emotional dependence, the bondage. Bondage is emotional, isn't it? There's no bondage. Therefore, I sense is so important for the moksha. Therefore, ahankara is not something to be given up, something to be understood. How much people talk, Ranaji, without any thinking, not knowing head and tail of what they talk, what is ahankara. They say ahankara, give pahankara, give pahankara, give pahankara, means what is ahankara? What is that? What is ahankara? Who is giving up ahankara? Who has to give pahankara? And who is holding on to ahankara? Well, ahankara held, first of all. By whom? There is no, it is just completely, ahankara is not understood at all. Isn't it? Therefore, here he says, the question is, can there be time, can there be space without my being there, myself being there, isn't it? So, myself being there implies what? The knowledge of the self-consciousness being there. So, asman vina, without myself being there means without the self-consciousness. Without the I sense. One soul self being there means the knowledge, self-conscious, one's own self-consciousness being there is one's own self being there. The self-consciousness is not there, then you are as good as non-existent, like in sleep. Isn't it? Therefore, there are only two manifestations, means the pure consciousness, the reality, absolute reality, as abstract truth, as pure consciousness, is never recognizable, never accessible, never interactable. The pure consciousness manifests alone. Only through manifestation, you have to recognize what is this, that which is manifest. You only arrive at it. Like how you see your eyes in the mirror, then seeing the reflection of your eyes through the same eyes, and you have to recognize what? How your eyes look. Without the reflection of the eyes, without seeing the reflection of your eyes, there's no way of yourself seeing your own eyes. The same way, only through manifestation, only through the recognition of the manifestation, you have to understand what is this, the source of manifestation. the source of manifestation has to be arrived at only through recognition of the manifestation. And there is no way of recognizing the manifestation of the truth as the manifestation of the universe, but without recognizing the manifestation of the truth as one's own self. So consciousness manifests as the I is what we say self-consciousness, the knower consciousness. Consciousness manifests as this is what? Idam consciousness, aham consciousness. I sense, this sense. Knower consciousness, known consciousness. Self-consciousness, world consciousness. I consciousness, this consciousness. Isn't it? Therefore, there is no way of recognizing, arriving at the truth through the recognition of consciousness, to the recognition of the world consciousness. There is no way of recognizing the world consciousness without having the, first of all, the self-consciousness. Something nice about this verse. See, we have to go out of the verse to understand this energy. The word doesn't say much, isn't it? That is why he says, there's never no place where I does not shine. No place where, no time when I does not shine. I shines always everywhere. Which means, when you say, there's no time when I does not shine, I means the self-conscious is not there. There's no place where I call self-conscious not there means, when the self-consciousness is not there, there is no time, there is no space. There cannot be time and space without the self-consciousness. But there can be a time when there is no self-consciousness. Dehatma bhave jadagyam samano. Dehatma bhave jadagyo samano ekasya dehe hridi deepta atma ekasya dehe dehe hridi deepta atma akramya deham cha jagatcha purnaha akramya deham cha jagatcha purnaha parasyameyam tanumatramatma parasyameyam parasyameyam tanumatramatma. See what he says. See, dehatma bhave jadagyo samanav. Gnyajadav samanav. Dehatma bhave gnyajadav samanav. Gnyaha means the knower. Jadaha means the ignorant. Gnyajadav means the ignorant, the wise and the ignorant. The wise person and the ignorant person, dual. Gnyaha, knower, the wise person. Jadaha, ignorant person. Gnyajadav. Gnyajadav means the knower and the ignorant. The wise and the ignorant. They both are the same. Samano means the same. How they are the same? In what? Yes, how can you say they both are the same? They shall be, they can't be the same, isn't it? Samano. Why? Because Deha Atma Bhave. Dehatma Bhava means the wise person also has Dehatma Bhava. The good person also has Dehatma Bhava. The wise person also has eye sense in the body. Ignorant person also has eye sense in the body. Dehatma Bhava means being endowed with eye sense. Being endowed with eye sense is called Dehatma Bhava. So this Dehatma Bhava, eye sense, is there for both wise person and an ignorant person. The wise person does not say, I am not the body. Okay, Raniji? Mm-hmm. Wise person also says, I am the body, that eye sense is there in the body for wise person. The ignorant person also has eye sense in the body. But what is that? Where is the difference? So, samano. In having eye sense in the body, both are the same. But, now, yekasya dehe hridipta atma. For a wise person, ekasya means for the wise person, for the one who is wise, atma, you know, hridi deepta atma. For the wise person, atma, the self, is something which shines in the mind. Which shines in the mind, which is distinct from the body mind sense complex. The wise person also has eye sense in the body. The ignorant person also has eye sense in the body. In being endowed with the eye sense, both are the same, ignorant and the wise person. But for the wise person, for the one who is wise, atma, the self, is something which shines in the mind, which means is distinct from the body mind sense complex. Whereas parasya means, whereas for the ignorant person, for the other person, the ignorant one, mayam tanu matra matma, body alone is the atma. For him, self is the body. Is it clear, Arnaji? Self is the body for the other one. Whereas for the wise person, atma is something which shines in the heart, which means which is distinct from the body. For the wise person, atma is something which shines in the mind, which is distinct from the body. Whereas the ignorant person, atma is for him the perceptible body, which is perceptible body alone is the atma. The mayam tanu, matram atma, body. Atma is for him the physical body. Okay. That's the meaning. Now, and for the wise person, when he sees the atma, the self, as something shines in the mind, which is distinct from the body, for him, that self, deham akramya, the self which shines in the body, pervades the entire physical body, deham akramya, and purnaha jagatcha purnaha, the self which shines in the mind, which distinct from the body and mind, not pervades the entire body, not only the entire body and also the entire universe. Purnaha, jagatcha purnaha. It fills the entire body. Purnaha means it pervades the entire body. It fills the entire body and the world. Which means, for him, atma is the truth which fills, which pervades the entire body and the world, which is distinct from the body, mind, sense complex and the world. Okay? Distinct but not distant. Whereas, for a ignorant person who has eye sense in the body, for him, the perceptible body alone is the atma. Which means, eye sense is limited to the body. The I, the self, is limited to the body. Whereas, the wise person who has eye sense in the body, why is not limited to the body? It is identified with the whole Jagat. Something nice, isn't it? So, Dehatma Bhava, with reference to Dehatma Bhava, ignorant and the wise are the same. They both have essence in the body. But, for the ignorant person, I is identified only with the body. Whereas for him, the I is something which shines in the I is the Atma, which shines in the mind, and which is distinct from the body, which fills the body, which pervades the body and the entire universe. Something nice in the Tandaji. Which means we can say, oh, ignorant person, with ignorant person, essence is there in the body. For the wise person, essence in the body, how can there be? No. The wise person, for the wise person, what about the body then? Body is the self. Isn't it? This is Swamiji always says, no, don't ever say, I'm not the body. If you're not the body, what are you then? For you, it's only for understanding you can say, Tandaji, initially. Once you have understood, you'll be very clear that you can't say I'm not the body also. I'm the body, I'm the mind, I'm everything, I'm the whole. You can't say I'm not the body. If you say then you should say that there's a problem again. That's why I am the body, that notion, not the notion, I am the body, that buddhi. I am the body, that understanding, the Dehatma Bhava, is there for wise as well as the good. But the difference is, how can I differentiate the wise and the they both are samano, they're the same. But where do they differ then? They differ in the understanding of the I sense, which is there in the body, is limited only to the body for a grand person. Whereas for this person, I for him is the Atma, which shines in the mind, distinct from the body, and which pervades the entire body, which pervades the entire universe also. It is very important lesson, Radhaji, where many people will say, only for a good person, I sense is there in the body. For a wise person, there is no I sense in the body. They will definitely say that. If the essence is not in the body, and what is body for the wise person? You have to account for the body, isn't it? You have to say body is also self for him. Body alone is not the I for him. For him, actually, I for him is the self, the Atma, the consciousness which shines in the mind. And that I, the self, the consciousness which shines in the mind, pervades the entire body and the entire universe. Therefore, for him, the body is also I. The world is also I. Whereas, for this, therefore, his Dehatma Bhava is there. But for a given person, the I is I limited only to the body. That's why in the very initial, when you attend Vedanta classes, after Drishi Veka, first class, Vedanta class, you are the knower. Everything else is the known. And you, the knower, different from the known. So body is known to you. You're different from the body. Which means, you, the knower, are not the body. We have to teach that. Immediately, we will start speaking, saying, I'm not the body, I'm not the body, I'm not the body. It is not for you to say that. Because you have to account for the body later on. You are not the body, that's fine. It's only for understanding is a methodology. But you have to say, body is me. When you say that body is myself, you have to say the whole jagat is myself. I am not anything, but everything is me. I am the whole. Still there will be duality then. I am not the body, means I am different from the body, and the body is different from me, then the duality there. You have to say, there is no body which is not me. Therefore, wise person also says what? The body, I am the body. Ignorant person also says, I am the body. But the difference is, for him, I am the body means, I is not only limited to the body, but to the whole world also. Because of his recognition of the self which shines in the mind. Therefore, the ignorant person who has not recognized that self, which being distinct from the conscious shining in the mind, for him, the eye is only the body. I means only the body. Some small things will become very clear, no, Raniji, in these verses. Now, he's going to the next one. Look at this. Agnyasi. First he said, Gnyadajau. No? Gnyaha, knower. Jadaha, ignorant.
Tanu matra atma?
No. Yeah?
Previous verse, tanu matra atma.
Yeah, tanu means body. Tanu matram atma. Body alone is a self.
Oh, I see.
Which body? The perceptible, objectifiable body alone is the self for the other person who is ignorant.
Okay.
Whereas ekasya, for the wise person, atma is something which shines in the mind, in the body. And that atma shines in the mind, in the body, pervades the body and the entire universe. But for this person, atma is I. Atma means what for him? I sense is just only the body, isn't it? Ekasya parasya. Ekasya means for the one who is wise. Parasya means for the other who is ignorant. And they both are gnyajadav. Did you see the first word? Gnyajadav. Dehatma bhave gnya jadau samanau. Gnya jadau. That's a dual, Ranaji. Dual form. Gnyaha cha jadaha cha. Okay. Gnyaha means voice. Jadaha, ignorant. He's not the inert person here. The ignorant. Gnya jadau, dual, that is. Voice and the ignorant. For them, they both are equal, samanau, the same. With regard to what? With regard to the entertaining, the essence in the body. But where is the difference now? For the ignorant, the perceptible body alone is the self. Whereas, for the wise person, for him, the self is something which shines in the mind and the body. And that self pervading the entire body, it also fills the entire universe. There's something simple. I like this, comparing this voice in the Ignorant Energy. Agnyasya, vignyasya, see? Agnyaha, ignorant. Vignyaha, voice. Agnyasya, vignyasya, cha vishwamasti. The world exists for the wise person. The world exists for the ignorant person also. Suppose if somebody asks, does the world exist? What will you say? Yes, the world exists. Because I'm experiencing the world. And the world exists for the wise person also. Isn't it? For everybody, world exists. But Purvasya, Drishyam Jagadeva Satyam. Purvasya means what now? For the first one, who is ignorant one, okay? Purvasya means who is mentioned first here, Agnyaha, isn't it? For the ignorant person, Jagat Drishyam Jagadeva Satyam. The perceptible, objectifiable world alone is the reality. For both of them, world exists. But the world which exists is absolutely real. World alone is reality for the ignorant person. Parasya, for the wise person, the other one, the wise person, drishya ashraya bhutam ekam satyam. Drishya ashraya bhutam ekam. For the other one, the substratum of this perceptible world is only truth, and which alone fills, and which shines, but which is of the nature of formlessness. For him, the formless reality, only formless reality, which shines, pervading the entire universe, which is the very substratum of the universe alone, is Satyam. But what is real is different for both. The world exists for both. But world exists for both means, but what is, but the world which exists for him, the world alone is real for the ignorant person. Whereas the formless reality, the only truth, the substratum of this universe alone is reality, not this world. Not the world of forms, but the formless reality, which is the source of this universe, is the reality for the wise person. I like this, he compares both of them. See, he really makes you think. I'm very happy that today I told you this, no? I'm not the body. If somebody says, we have to ask them, what are you? And what is your body then? If you are not the body, what is your body then? You have to say, the body is myself. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnam Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Tat Sat Shri Rubhyo Namah Hari Om.